gasoline and the burning flames. For your information, that's kind of my thing. Yeah, you think you know me? Well, well, think again. I'm a little bit classy, I'm a little bit sassy. Don't get in my way or you can kiss my... Yeah, just watch me, I'll prove you wrong. This girl has got grit, determination.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Carra radio program. What's Up America is always proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest is Kristen Kay, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and a member. Actually, this is the second member we've interviewed of the Highway Women. So, Kristen, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join us today, calling us from the beautiful state of Kentucky. And, Kristen, first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about where your love and passion for music comes from?
Well, thanks so much, Mike. I've honestly always been passionate about music since I was really, really young. It's always been the one thing that I felt like that I was like naturally good at and just really enjoyed. I feel like I end up putting all of my emotions and thoughts about the world into songwriting and singing different songs. And eventually I just kind of realized that was my calling in life and that's what I really was meant to do. And I would say I've been singing on stages as soon as I could figure out how to get on a stage. Even when I was super young, I was looking for every excuse to do it. But I would say, at least for my music career now, professionally, I've been working the last few years. So it's been a crazy, crazy cool ride. But music is my thing, and I love it, and eat and breathe it, and all I do.
And as we mentioned, Kristen, that you're part of this Highway Women. So how did you join this group?
Well, it's actually an awesome story. So basically about a year or so ago, a little bit more than that, I actually was just trying to work on launching my music career, and I didn't really know a whole lot of people in the business yet, but I worked hard on Facebook just trying to meet people, weirdly enough, the power of social media. But basically, I ended up friending a bunch of people that I knew through mutual friends. And through all that, one of them was Jill Pavelle, who is now the lady who's in charge of the Highway Women and is now our manager, and I work with her. Basically, she ended up finding one of my videos on my music page and was really impressed by it and reached out to me and ended up inviting me to be part of the Highway Women. I didn't know her or anybody or anything. I just thought that the whole idea behind the Highway Women was really cool, just very much about female empowerment and getting to tour together with different girls. I never thought I would be in a female group, but it's been really, really exciting and fun. And I was in choirs for many, many years, like when I was younger. So it's been cool to kind of come back and find like different harmonies and do things as a group, as well as solo, but it's been a cool balance. So that's kind of how the whole thing started. And it's been really, really fun.
So with this Highway Women, Kristen, how does it necessarily work? I mean, do you take turns doing leads, or is there a certain way you determine who's going to sing what? Or?
Honestly, we all sort of take turns doing leads and background vocals for different songs, depending. And it's really fun with the picking of the songs is definitely amongst all of us. And it's really cool because it's a very... The set list becomes very eclectic because, yes, it's all country rooted somewhere, but all of us have a different sound of country and different influences. So it's really interesting for anybody who's like listening or watching because you get a little bit of different stuff depending on what song, when we're writing songs together, when we're just doing covers together. And I really enjoyed that a lot. That's pretty cool.
Oh, great. Kristen, we want to talk about, you know, your own music. Now, as far as songwriting, do you usually write most of your songs, or?
I would say I'm definitely getting more into songwriting than I have in a while. I'm definitely working on my writing a lot with different people, and I'm just trying to link myself up with co-writers who are very experienced, because it definitely teaches me a lot. I would just say that I still have a long way to go, but I really do want to work hard on constantly improving my songwriting, because I think something really important that comes from songwriting and being able to put out your own songs is that is your moment to say what you want to say or put out your emotions and feelings of what you're thinking, and it's very therapeutic. A long time ago, I was like writing poetry and stuff in journals when I was a kid, and that kind of became songwriting over time. I would say I'm a stronger lyricist than I am like a melody writer, so a lot of times I try to find people who are really, really solid on melodies. But yeah, there's been a lot of co-writing going on, and at least in this crazy times of quarantine and having extra time that we normally might not have at home, I've definitely had more time to write like song ideas and song thoughts and work on some songs, so it's been kind of cool.
So, I mean, for you, Kristen, do you ever come up with songs, I mean, on the road? Or, I mean, where is there sometimes a melody or a song will just hit whenever? Or?
Yeah, I would say it is pretty interesting how random it is. Because sometimes you'll be, like, driving down the road and you'll see something and get inspired. Or, like, usually whenever this quarantine isn't going on, I usually make many, many trips between Kentucky and Nashville, which is a good 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on where I'm going in Tennessee. And sometimes even in that time, I'm like thinking of melody ideas and writing down song ideas, of course, on my stuff. But yeah, it's interesting how random it is. And sometimes the best song ideas come from like the smallest thing, whether it be something in my life that I thought about or my friend's going through something and maybe like I get inspired and I want to write about that. I just always, my writing and everything with my music is always just very real and honest, and it's usually I'm singing the song or writing the song because it's something I'm feeling or somebody close to me is feeling.
So, Kristen, you mentioned about writing, you know, a song about a friend. So, I mean, how does that necessarily work with the co-writer? Because obviously they can't add any more to that personal story, but do they add maybe to melodies or?
Yeah, most of the time if I have ever worked on some songs, like, as of, like, close friends or something they've gone through, I usually end up talking to them and being like, hey, and I kind of get, like, a little bit more of their personal experience, because if I was going to do that, I would definitely want to make sure to keep it authentic to where they're at, because they know what they're feeling more than I do. So it's kind of interesting to have conversations with them sometimes and work on different topics. Just interesting to write about stuff other than yourself.
Oh, so for you, Kristen, when you write a song, you know, you have it written, do you feel that it changes very much when you have it written till you actually record it?
At least so far, because I will say I haven't had a crazy amount of recording experience yet. I've done a couple of songs with the Highwaymen with the girls. And then I just have my debut single out, so I don't have, like, a lot of experience
right.
with that yet. But I would say the process to me is always very fascinating, how you kind of always have sort of an idea of where you want the song to go when you're writing it and when you're singing it acoustically. But it's almost like it's brought to life in a really, really cool way when you go to record it and you see what you can come up with. So, I mean, I think it might change a little bit, but I think obviously the basis of where you were thinking it was going to be is definitely still there, and I definitely always want to keep that. But I am actually really love the process of recording and seeing how the song comes to life.
Oh, so I mean, it, with the Highwaymen, then you've recorded too, so you've had experience in both ends, or?
Recorded now three songs, because we have one that's coming up very soon this Friday. Our song Shake the Dust is coming out, so I've done a couple of songs with them, and it's been really exciting. But it's even more fun with the girls, because you have all the different parts and the harmonies, and it's definitely different than like just doing a solo song. But yeah, it's fun for us because we have to come up with the different harmonies and try different things in the studio and see what works. So the mixing of all the different voices is kind of a fun process.
And you mentioned, Kristen, about, you know, different voices and the Highwaymen. So, I mean, do you think the four of you have distinct voices? So, I mean, you could tell who's singing what then?
In my opinion, yeah. I mean, our vocals in general all sound very unique, in my opinion. And I think it's kind of cool that four, like, in a sense, very different voices actually blend together very well, because sometimes I feel like if you looked at it off some paper, you're like, how would that work? But it always works, and I think honestly it works because we're all hardworking and we're dedicated and we want to make it work, but also because honestly we're all really close and we all really are like sisters, and there's something about chemistry that you can't make up. And so I feel like you feel that more in the recordings and in the songs and in the music videos. You can tell that it's very genuine, and anybody who wants to make something work generally can.
And I understand, Kristen, that the four of you are from different places. You know, you're from Kentucky, and then some of the others are Texas or Tennessee. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I know for sure Heather is from Texas. I'm from Kentucky, and I know Drew actually was originally from Texas, so she's in Tennessee now. And Amanda's from all over, as I'm sure you know, because you interviewed her. But I know she's got a little bit of Texas in there as well, but she's in Tennessee.
Okay, Kristen, You know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Kristen Kay, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, calling us from the beautiful state of Kentucky. And Kristen is also a member of a great musical group, the Highway Women. So actually, Kristen will be the second person that we've interviewed. We have interviewed Amanda Pruitt of the Highway Women. And what we're going to do is probably interview the other two women from the Highway Women. And then what we're gonna do, and maybe a month or so, we'll see how all that goes, is we're going to interview all four of them, all four of the Highway Women together on one call, and talking about the Highway Women specifically. So this is really great that we could talk to Kristen about her solo career as well as her role in the Highway Women. And that is one of the strict conditions, you know, the requirements in the Highway Women, is that each woman has her own solo career, their own career, their own love and passion for what they do. And then the four of them could come together as a group, as a team, women empowered, and you know, record as the Highway Women. So, and like I said, we need more women in music, and we need more everybody in music, because music is so special to my heart, and I know it is a lot of other individuals. So again, my guest is Kristen Kay, and you are listening to the Mike Kara radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
This song's for all the lovely ladies who just wanna have fun tonight.
This song's for all of the women who's not going down without a fight.
This song's for all of the females who let their sparkle shine bright.
This song's for all the fearless chicks who turns every wrong into right.
I'm not sure what you have heard. Last time I checked, girls rule the world.
Misses who likes giving kisses to their one and only sweetheart.
I'm not sure what you have heard. Last time I checked, girls rule the world.
I'm black, I'm white tonight.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, calling us from the beautiful, great state of Kentucky. We have Miss Kristen Kay, and we want to let everyone know that Kristen is also, besides having a great solo career, she is also in the Highway Women. And down the line, after we interview the other two Highway Women, we're going to be doing a show on all four of them together, talking specifically about the Highway Women. So again, my guests, Kristen Kay and Kristen, such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. Thanks so much. We truly do appreciate it, and we truly are blessed. Okay, Kristen, so I want to talk a little bit about the songs our audience has been listening to, and it's great because they're both, you know, from your solo career and the Highway Women. So the first song we'll talk about, which is yours here, is Just Watch Me. Can you tell us about this song?
I feel like this song was kind of one that I was always meant to write, and the song kind of came from the fact that Just Watch Me is sort of a catchphrase that I ended up saying a lot. As many people experience being musicians, you have plenty of naysayers that come through your life and say, like, that's a dream, and you're just being a kid, and you just got to wake up because that's not real, and all that kind of stuff gets said to you. And you just have to persevere and not worry about what they think, because it's your life. And if you feel in your heart that that's what you should be doing, then you need to do it. But every person who said I couldn't do it, I just was always like, okay, that's fine. Like, you have your opinion. Like, that's cool. But just watch me, because I'm going to do my thing. So that's sort of what inspired the song. It's very sassy because, I mean, I'm a redhead. So that's kind of what I do. But it was kind of my way of being like, that's cool, you can have your opinion, but I'm still going to do me, and I'm not going to worry about the naysayers. So it's pretty fun.
Okay. And now we have here, and this is from the Highway Women, God Made Me Right. Can you tell us about this song?
This is a song I'm really proud of being part of. It's pretty cool how big this song has gone and how much it's reached out to so many people, especially females, but just anybody in general. I mean, we're in a world that, like, always tells us, like, what we should look like and what we should be and how we should talk and, like, you know, stuff like that, especially, like, society. So this song, God Made Me Right, is all about just being proud of who you are and loving the person that you are, no matter what that looks like, no matter what that is, no matter what hair color, what size, what, like, it doesn't matter. And I think that's so, so important, especially right now. And it's a message that I always want to put out, that I don't feel like everybody has to look like one person, because that would not be a very exciting life if everybody was the same. So I think it's best to know your individuality and own it, because that's what makes you beautiful. And that's pretty much what the song talks about.
Okay. And now we have here Stand Up and Fight. Can you tell us about this one?
This one's a personal favorite of mine, because it's actually the first song that I ever got to record with the Highway Women. The first song I ever recorded in life, so it was pretty cool. But the song Stand Up and Fight is just about, literally, as it says, standing up and fighting for what you believe in, and not backing down. And if you feel it, like, go for it, and don't, it's kind of a similar vibe. It's Just Watch Me, like, you know, don't worry about what anybody else thinks, and just, if that's what you believe, do it.
Oh, okay. So those are, you know, some songs there. So we were mentioning, Kristen, that, you know, you have your songs of the Highway Women. So these songs that we talked about, God Made Me Right and Stand Up and Fight, then those are, you know, you on lead vocals, was that it?
Somewhat. I think pretty much Stand Up and Fight and God Made Me Right were very much shared vocals by pretty much everyone in the group. Had, like, their own moment to shine, so, which I actually thought was very cool. I would say that's something that I actually really like about being in the group, is that when you're doing solo stuff, it's like always about you and everything is on your shoulders and it's only you. Where like in a group, you kind of all have to share and share the spotlight and give it to each other. And it's kind of cool to do that. But I would say both those songs were very much shared between everybody. There wasn't really like any one person, I don't think, that was as lead or anything.
So everyone kind of did like a lead part then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I understand, Kristen, that you have with the Highway Women a music video then that you recently made?
Yes. Last few months, actually right before all of the craziness happened, we actually shot a music video for Shake the Dust. And I am crazy, crazy, crazy excited for the video to come out because the song and music video is probably one of the projects I am the most proud of being a part of in general. It's just really well done. The song is just so, so good. And the video is just, there was so much time and effort put into it and heart. And I think people won't even fully like be ready for what's coming because it's just that good. And I think everybody's going to love it. So I can't wait for it to come out.
Okay, Kristen. So normally, under normal conditions, I would ask you this question. Between the Highway Women and your own solo career, is there ever any conflicts? Do you find time for both?
Well, I mean, the best way to say it is it's definitely a balancing act a lot. And I love it, don't get me wrong, because it keeps me busy, and I'm kind of a go-getter, as you might guess. But so I always like staying busy, but I always say it's double the work because everybody who's a solo artist knows alone how much you have to do just for being a solo artist. But then you take that times two, and then you get all of each one of our lives, like how we have to kind of do everything double. But you know, honestly, I really like it because, like I said before, it's very much worth it because, you know, solo stuff is really fun and just you get to own yourself and do your own thing. But sometimes it is very good for you as a person, as a musician, to work with other people who have different sounds and work with other people that tend to run their business, their music stuff differently than you. You can learn a lot from other people in that way. And I definitely think that the other girls have taught me a lot and influenced me. And if I might say, I honestly joined the Highway Women when I was brand new, didn't like really know a whole lot about the like music professional world because I never done anything in it before. I was in the Highway Women. So pretty much all of my quote like first in the business have happened with the girls, like first interview and a couple of first recording and first like things like that, first like professional photo shoot. Like I didn't do any of that before I was in the group, so they have definitely helped me grow and learn a lot. And I feel kind of fortunate that all of my quote first happened in the group because it's hard when you have to have all your first by yourself. And I think it actually helped me a lot when I started doing all of my solo stuff because I had already gotten a little bit under my belt of, like, a little bit of experience doing it with the girls. So I am kind of really thankful for them, honestly.
Oh, so you mentioned, Kristen, about your solo career. So I understand one of the requirements for the Highway Women is that you have that each individual has kind of a solo career. Is that right?
Yep, that is true.
Oh, so my question is, do you have a chance to listen to the other three's music a lot, or?
Oh, yeah, we're all really supportive of each other. Like, I know that Drew's about to come out with a new single as well. I believe it's called Fool to Remember It. It's going to be great because that girl's got a great voice. But, yeah, we're always really supportive of each other when we come out with new music. But I've listened to all of their other music as well, like everything they've put out so far. So they're great.
Oh, great. So, I mean, as far as, you know, your solo performances, I mean, so we understand that the Highway Women were supposed to be going on tour. Was that right?
Yes, we were. Unfortunately, that did not happen. But, you know, we'll get there. It'll happen eventually. It's all good.
And as far as your own solo career, were you going to be touring or in your local area? Or?
Oh, yeah, I totally plan on that. I was already starting to put together stuff for shows right before this all happened. but I will definitely be picking that up as soon as I'm at, you know, we can start rolling out live shows whenever that happens. Because, dang, I would say all of us musicians miss singing and performing live. That's, like, my favorite thing to do of, like, all of this, I would probably say. So I miss it a lot.
So, you know, here in Florida, you know, we're already, you know, starting to book bands. So, I mean, in Kentucky, how is the status going there?
I think so far, I mean, stuff is starting to open, but it is definitely a very slow process, and
right.
I respect everyone's opinion on it, so I totally get it, but we'll see what happens. I don't know.
And, you know, we're talking about, you know, this, you know, Facebook Live, that's it, and, I mean, is that something that you've done, or?
I have a little bit here and there. I will say it definitely took me a little bit of time to, like everybody else, to sort of adjust to this new world, I guess, our new, quote, normal. I've definitely started to get more into it now. It takes a while because, yeah, life's been a little bit upside down. But I definitely have started to book out some, like, Instagram Lives and Facebook Lives. I would say everybody who was really solid on lives before all this happened, they just jumped right in. And I've been, like, trying to figure out a little bit how to go about that because I hadn't done it a whole lot before this. So, yeah, it took a little bit of time, but I've done some stuff here and there.
Okay, Kristen, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Kristen Kay, calling us from the beautiful state, great state of Kentucky. Kristen is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and besides having an awesome solo career, she is also a member of the Highway Women. This is the second person from the Highway Women that we're interviewing, and we're going to interview the other two, and we're also going to be doing a whole show with all four of them together on the Highway Women. And I just want to say how blessed and honored it is to be associated with an organization such as the Highway Women, and they kind of just fell into this, and I'm sure glad I did, because this is a great path that we're going down, and what this whole project is ending up to be. So thank you so much to the Highway Women and the individuals such as Amanda and our guest today, Kristen. So you are listening to the Mike Carra Radio program, What's Up America, is always proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.
Here we go, girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta stand up.
Never give up, even when it gets tough. Show 'em what you're made of. Stand up, never give up, even when it gets tough.
Come on!
Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls.
Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls.
Come on, girls! Hey!
Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls.
Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Here we go, girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kara radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Kristen Kay, calling us from the beautiful state of Kentucky, born and raised in beautiful Kentucky. And Kristen is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. She is also a member of the great musical singing performing group, The Highway Women. And we've had a chance to interview Amanda and now Kristen, and we'll interview the other two members. And then we will also be doing a show on the Highway Women, hopefully. I've already made these plans before anything. I don't know if that's how you do it, but I'm just excited about this whole thing. So Kristen in the Highway Women, and we appreciate her doing that and her solo career. So I want to thank so much Kristen for her time, and I want to thank each and every one of our radio listeners for sharing my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Kristen's love and passion for what she does. And after we've done our Highway Women project, or maybe even before, if you've got a, you know, whenever we could fit it in, we want to get everything in. If you've got a guest idea, someone that you think that would be a good fit for this show, and not that we're curing the world here, but I think, you know, we're offering a little bit of fun, a little bit of information, a little bit of music, you know, especially during these times, to just, you know, just a little bit of fun, just a little bit of something to take our minds off possibly the end of the world. So we want to, you know, to hear who you think would be a good guest idea or guest suggestion. You could simply go to MikeKara.com and you can send me an email, or you could give me a quick call. So please do that. And someday we are going to start up the Twitter, but always, you know, take a look at Twitter, take a look at Instagram, because you never know exactly when you're listening to this. You might be listening to this at what's today, May something, and you might say, hey, what are you saying about that? But, you know, listen to this in a year or a couple of months, and we might have Instagram, you know, what's up, Snapchat, I don't know what there is, but, you know, we're trying to keep on social media. Again, my guest is Kristen Kay, and Kristen, it's such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. Thanks so much. We truly are blessed, and we truly do appreciate it. Okay, Kristen, you know, we mentioned about Facebook Live, and now we want to talk a little bit about your social media. So we'll start with you yourself. Do you have a website then?
Yes. My website is KristenKKAE.com, and I have all the links to all the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff there. So.
Oh, and now as far as YouTube, do you have a YouTube channel? Or
I do. I will say I don't have a whole lot of videos on there yet, but I know there will be more coming. I know I won't say anything, but I know some projects are probably going to be worked on the minute we can start working on stuff as things open up. So that's all I'm going to say.
No, that's fine. We will look forward to more details. Yeah, there you go. Now, as far as the highway women, can you tell us about their website and all that good stuff?
Yes, it's just highwaywomen.com, and all the links to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are there as well. So we made it easy for y'all.
Yeah, and does the highway women have a YouTube channel too, or...?
Yes, actually, we have quite a few videos on ours as well, so definitely go check that out. And, of course, our new music video is going to be coming in the next, well, soon. I'm not for sure when, but, like, very soon, I know it's coming. So you definitely want to check out the YouTube video, or the YouTube, our YouTube page, because it will definitely be there, and you're going to want to see it.
Okay. And now as far as if everyone wants to help support you and actually purchase all this music, we'll start again with you. I mean, where is your music available?
Oh, I will say actually for solo and for the group The Highway Women, everything is available anywhere you buy music, stream music, whether that be like iTunes or Apple Music or Spotify or anywhere you can think of that you get music, it's everywhere. So any of our music, either my solo music or the girls, everything's everywhere.
Oh, so you could get, and as far as I'm assuming, then when everything gets back to normal, that, you know, any dates or any tour things will be all posted on your website then, huh?
Yes, for sure. I will say, as of my solo career, I do have another song ready to go. I was supposed to record it, and then all this sort of happened. So definitely the minute I can get into a studio to record it, I will definitely be putting out another song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, to get back into the studio. So, I mean, when you go back, you'll be just recording the one song or several songs, or...?
I might be doing more as well, but I just knew for sure that I wanted to get the next song out as soon as I could. Obviously, we all got to stay safe, and that is most important to me. But definitely, yeah, as soon as I get a chance, I'll be recording more songs so I can put some more out for everybody.
So, I mean, with all these songs, do you sometimes... you know, perform a song, you know, whether it's on Facebook Live or in person before it's recorded, or do you wait to perform it after it's recorded?
I know plenty of my friends that have. I have not personally done that, mostly because, I don't know, I just like it to come out in the fully, like, formed version in the recording, rather than just playing it out. But I think that might come in the future, though, when I do a whole lot more shows and we could just, like, you know, show some of the new songs before they come out, potentially. Because I know a lot of musicians that do that. That might come down the line. I might get there yet.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we'll just have to, you know, see what's happening. And so right now, as far as nothing has been rescheduled as far as any Highway Women concerts or your own shows, just keep an eye out on the Facebook and that.
Yeah, I would definitely keep posted on all the social media, on our website. Everything will be updated, I'm sure, the minute we have shows. I definitely think that I believe our Facebook page, the Highway Women Facebook page, always has all of the show dates and stuff. So, hey, we will definitely get out there as soon as we can. We were really sad we didn't get to, but it's okay because stuff happens and we'll get there.
Oh, are the first places you're going to visit is Georgia and Florida, since they have the least restrictions?
I know, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
I know I would love to come to Florida. That would be great.
Oh, great. Kristen, we really do appreciate your time, and we look forward, you know, to all the great music that you do, you know, your solo career in the Highway Women. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Just everybody check out our new song, Shake the Dust, coming on Friday, this Friday. So that would be May 22nd. So, yeah, definitely check that out. You are not going to want to miss that. But thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Sure, definitely. My pleasure. And if one final time you could give your website to the Highway Women website, please.
Yes. For my solo music, go to KristenKKAE.com. And for all the Highway Women music, it's HighwayWomen.com.
Okay, that sounds great, Kristen. My guest has been Kristen Kay, and you've been listening to the Mike Caro radio program, What's Up America? And please catch us again next time.